This is the Lightning Strike. Hello, welcome once again. This is April 25th, 2005, and I am 2006, and hi. Hello. I'm actually out of town. I went up into the mountains, and there's all these chainsaws around. I think you probably hear one going by. They're cutting down all these trees in the area. It's crazy because I can't breathe. I need these trees to survive. They're helping me. But yeah, I went and I escaped into the mountains after the game last night. It was crazy. But basically, I went to the game. I'm going to make this short because I'm out of town. I'm using someone else's computer. So he said about 5 minutes of audio. And I'm using a different recorder, as everybody could tell. Here comes the chainsaw, man. Here. But anyways, man, I got a ticket for the game last night. They sell like 200 tickets the day of the game, and I went to the website, man. I was waiting, and they weren't popping up, and I was like, I hope they still have them, because I just remember from the last playoff run, here comes the chainsaw, man, watch out. They're outside, they're trying to cut, like cutting trees down. But anyways, yeah, I got a ticket the day of the game for $23, man. It was awesome. And they weren't like, it was a top row, but, you know, our stadium really isn't super large, but it could fit a lot of people in there, and it's angled pretty well. But I ended up moving after the first period anyway. I scoped out some seats further down, and it was awesome, man. And I got in there, and no one said anything, and there's all these drunk chicks, like, a little, not too far away from me, but this one girl was there with her boyfriend. She was like, I don't know, he's all overprotective of her and shit. But anyways, I go to the game, man. I get there nice and early. I had my beers, and they stopped selling Labatt, man, which is crazy, dude. And I usually drink Labatt at the game, and I was like, oh, man, it's ridiculous. But it looked really cool. Everyone had their little glowy necklaces on, and, like, when the lights went out, it was, like, total strobe light. The place was going off, and the guy that was singing the Canadian National Anthem, man, they were doing it live with the guitar. And they actually, like, messed up, like, the first bar of it. They forgot to start singing, and everyone started laughing, man. It was weird. It was just really uncomfortable, but it was awesome that they did that. But anyways, on to the game, man. You know, right off the jump, right off the drop, we had some jump, and we were hitting people, man, and it was good to see. But right away, man, they got a goal probably within the first 4 or 5 minutes of the game. And it was kind of sad. It was so deflating, man. Everyone was pumped up, man. We had the Let's Go Lightning thing going like crazy when they had a couple rushes. And, man, we get scored on early. And what makes it worse, there was a penalty, like a little pileup on our own end. And hopefully everybody was watching the game and they saw that. But there was a little pileup in front of Graham. And everyone was kind of pairing off. They were jostling around. And Artukin comes in, and he just tries to, like, peel someone back. But you know how he is. He doesn't know his own strength. He, like, rips, like, two guys, and they fall on the ice, and they call him with the extra penalty, man. So Ottawa's on the power play, like, right after they scored. And it was, I'm sad to say, they ended up scoring. So it's 2-0 right quick, and then they scored another goal right after that, man. We called a timeout. I was like, oh, my God, dude, 3-0 in the first, man. And then toward the end of the first period, we had a 5-on-3. We actually got a little break there. But I'm still pissed at Carey Fraser for that call, man, because that's the turning point in the game. We got a goal, so it was 3-1. I think it was 3 or 4-1 going into the second. And they scored right away on Graham again. They pulled Graham out, man. We bring in Burke. And Burke did good for the most part for what he could do, but we were just having a lot of breakdowns, and just seemed like Ottawa was so much faster than us last night, man. They were beating us down the ice, like, all the time. It's like they just played in that Excel level, or maybe they come down here and it's warmer and they can, like, get loose easier or something, man. That's fucking scary. But anyways, it ended up just being kind of like a war the rest of the game. There's all these fights, man. Lecavy took on Chara, and Chara looked like he wanted to kill him when he, like, flung him on the ice. He had, like, his hand back, but he stopped, and I'm like, dude, like, he's going to hit him when he's down like that. And that was kind of fucked up, but I'm glad Lecavier fought him. Fedotenko was all over the place last night, man. Neil, man, I hate Neil. Everyone that's listening from Ottawa or whoever, wherever. I know there's only about 55 of you, but it's cool, man. I'm getting a bigger audience, man. I got just random downloads all the time, like sometimes up to like 100 a day, just scrolling through like the podcast sites on the internet. I don't know. whatever. Whatever they are, I can't think of any right now. But anyways, like basically they ended up losing 8-4. There was a goal late that they called back. It could have been 8-5. It should have been. It was off Artukin's leg, but of course they don't want to give him the goal. But after the game, I went to my buddy Yacek's house, and that's where I'm at right now. And we're at about 5 minutes, and all I got to say, man, it's only one game. It's a seven-game series. We still play at home, so if we can have a big win tomorrow, which is Thursday, I think we'll be able to turn this thing around. We have to win, though. It's almost a must-win game, because if we go back to Ottawa down 3-1, you know, that'd be scary. But even then, we could get a run going, you know? Who knows? But I think we should start Graham back. I think we should bring him back to redeem himself. Even though he did give up 5 goals, but, you know, Burke gave up 3 goals, so, in half a game, so that's ridiculous. And actually, Graham was off the hook for the loss. He didn't get the loss because they scored, they scored four, so that's why. Alright, but anyways, that's it, man. I'm wrapping it up, man. I'm gonna go back home in about an hour or so. It's early, it's like 10 a.m. But, go Lightning, and, we'll do it on Thursday. So long.